believe God led me to Psalm 61 to talk about the title of the message tonight, Calming an Overwhelmed Heart. Calming an Overwhelmed Heart. C-A-L-M-I-N-G. Calming an Overwhelmed Heart in Psalm 61. Now, as we read this psalm, we find out that David is overwhelmed. Now, we're not sure exactly what overwhelming experience, but David went through quite a lot. Would you agree with that? When he was, before he was king, but after he was anointed as king, Saul was after him and wanted to kill him. He had the revolt of Absalom, his son, chasing after him to kill it. You know, he had several instances of being overwhelmed in his life. And I believe that we can take something. This is one of those, I hope, really practical type of messages you can just put in your pocket and take it home with you. And calming an overwhelmed heart. And all of these points that we're going to look at, how to do that, start with the letter P. So the first one is pray. The second one is picture. The third one is process. The fourth one is persist. And the fifth one is praise. So they all start with P. So if you have a piece of paper and a pencil or pen and want to jot these down, the next time you're feeling overwhelmed, you can jot these down. You can go to the scripture and let that be an encouragement, I hope, to your heart. Psalm 61, it says, to the chief musician upon Niganah, a psalm of David. It says, hear my cry, O God, and attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is, there it is, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. Remember what Selah means? Pause. Just ponder that a little bit. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Calming an overwhelmed heart. The first step to calming an overwhelmed heart, and some of you already alluded to it, pray. Pray. Pray to God. And we see that in verses 1 and 2. It says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. And I like this. It says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed. Have you ever told somebody when they said, well, where are you? Well, I'm in the middle of nowhere. You ever said that to somebody? Now, you can find a lot of spots in West Virginia that you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. And I kind of think David is saying, it doesn't matter where I'm at. If I'm in the middle of nowhere, guess what? When my heart is overwhelmed, I'm going to pray to God. Do you realize what a privilege that is? I mean, do you realize that we can go directly to God? You don't have to go through me. Wouldn't that be something if you had? It'd be something for me too. Anytime you had a prayer concern, I got to talk to the preacher because he's the intercessor to take it to God. No. I'm not the intercessor. I can intercede for you. That is. But you don't have to go through me. You can go straight to God. Remember when Jesus died upon the cross and he said it is finished and the veil was rent? Remember that? That shows us because only the priest could go into the Holy of Holies. Remember that? But that veil, and I understand it was like a really thick veil, split down the middle. And that was very representative of what happened. We don't have to go through the priests anymore. We go straight to our Heavenly Father. Wow. When we're overwhelmed, the best thing to do, and guess what? You don't have to worry about those high, big, long words that you can use. Just tell God what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're going through, and ask for his help. You know, God doesn't honor, you know, I can sit up here and give you a bunch of big theological terms, and oh, God that has existed from eons beyond time, and God that sanctifieth our souls, and we just thank you that you are our, you know, I can just draw it all. Oh, boy, sometimes you just got to say, God, I need your help. You know, you don't have to use those big words. You don't feel like you even have time to use those big words. But when you feel overwhelmed, pray. Pray to God. And he says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. In other words, answer my prayer, yes, because God hears every prayer, right? And he says, even when I'm in the middle of nowhere, I'll cry unto you. And sometimes we feel like we're in the middle of nowhere, not necessarily physically, but in our own spiritual walk with God sometimes, right? We're kind of like, I'm kind of help. I need a lot of help here, God. I'm struggling. So the first one is, what do you do when you feel overwhelmed? Pray. The second one is, picture God. You say, huh? Picture God. You know, that's what David did. And as I've said quite a bit lately, it seems like, our minds are not debating chamber. Our minds are picture galleries. And David, as he writes this psalm and prays to God for what he is going to do, he starts picturing in his mind what God is like. You know, they say a picture is worth, what, 1,000 words? And if you picture these different things, for instance, notice what he says in the latter part of verse 2 when he talks about when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. He's picturing God as basically my rock and the one who lift me up and put me on a higher rock. Can you picture that in your brain? I can. And kind of the idea is put me in a place high upon the rock that nobody can get to me. Put me in a place that I can't even put myself. You know, that's a pretty safe place to be, right? If God would pick you up, put you in a place and say, well, nobody else can get to you. That's pretty good. But he starts picturing God and what God can do. He says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Now, there's probably an allusion there to God himself as the rock, right? And then he says, the second picture, for thou hast been a shelter for me. A shelter for me. Now, what do you think of when you think of a shelter? Remember storm shelters? I remember we were at bomb shelters. You know, some of you are old enough, you probably remember those drills where you would run to your shelter, you know, when during the Cold War with Russia and the threat of the nuclear attack, and you had your little place to go. Why would you go there? Because you would be safe, right? Or at least the idea behind it. You'd be safer there than you'd be sitting in. And David, he says, I'm overwhelmed. But guess what? You've been my shelter. You've been my protection, right? I remember we stayed in a cabin down in Virginia. I think like it was Narrows, Virginia. And that could be wrong. But they allowed pastors to come really reasonable or even free. And we stayed a little bit in that cabin. And boy, one of those hurricanes came through. And just the rain part of it. And there was a stream in the back. And I'm like, man, I don't know about this. And I think I even drove around to some of the neighbors and said, does this thing ever flood? You know, you're kind of a little bit nervous. And I remember, I'm a flashlight kind of guy. And I remember looking behind that cabin. And I got me a good flashlight. And I was shining it back there. And boy, was that water raging. And I thought, I'm not going to wait around. Remember, we drove to what they said was a shelter. We didn't go inside this shelter. We thought, well, we'll just stay outside. If the water gets close, we know. You know what I mean? But there was a sense of, I want shelter. And when we're overwhelmed, God is our shelter. And when we can go to him and say, you know what? Protect me from all those people, rotten rascals out there that want to do me in. Protect me from all the struggles of life. Protect me from that illness that the doctor says I have. Isn't it good to know that God is our shelter? First of all, when you're overwhelmed, pray. Second, picture God. He says, take me, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Then the next picture, for thou hast been a shelter for me. And then he goes on and says, and a strong tower. So God, you are a shelter. You are a strong tower from the enemy. From what I understand, a lot of these cities had towers, big towers, and people would go up whenever the enemy would come. They'd go way up in the tower to be protected from their enemies. And that's, he used the word their enemy, from the enemy. You know, God is our strong tower. You know, whenever we feel like we can't handle it ourselves or we feel overwhelmed, just run to the tower, which is God, and say, God, you got this. Protect me from my enemies. You know, there is a sense of feeling safe when you're above your enemy, right? Kind of that same idea of a rock that is higher than I. But he mentioned strong tower. Then in verse 4, he says, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. Tabernacle. You say, what is that? The presence of God. Yeah, there was a tabernacle, absolutely. But what did it represent? It represented the presence of God. And he says, just like I will abide in the tabernacle, when I'm in your presence, I feel safe and secure in the presence of God. And you know, the Bible says what? That God's presence is with us everywhere. You know, actually the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. So even in the days we're overwhelmed, we can picture God as our tabernacle, as our dwelling, as the place that we are safe. And then he uses one more picture of God to help him when he was overwhelmed. He says, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Now, I'm not positive I'm saying that word right, but in the strength of thy wings. You know, and that picture there is the picture of a like a mama bird over the eggs, and the young birds, the mom is there, and the wings all over top protects the little ones. You know, this was a winter retreat. We saw a bald eagle over there at Doddridge County Park. You know, they're pretty obvious if you just kind of look, because it was way off. It was several hundred yards away, but they're near a, is that a creek or a river over at Doddridge County Park? Middle Island Creek. On the other side of the creek, you can see way up in the tree, you can see the bald head. And I don't know if you've seen the nests. I really can't give you a dimension, but the nests for a bald eagle are huge. Can you imagine whenever we're overwhelmed? Can you picture in your mind? That's what David did. It's like a great big mama bird saying, hey, you ain't messing with my chicks. You ain't messing with my little birdies. No way. You just get out. Can you imagine that? That bald eagle is not going to give up on protecting these little ones, right? You know, God is not going to give up on protecting us. You say, oh, preacher, preacher, preacher. You say that, but I've known people, and they're good people, and they died of cancer. I know people, good people, and they died in a car wreck. I know people. God's got all that under control, doesn't he? And ultimately, really, when a child of God leaves this world, it's a good thing. I mean, it's hard on us, absolutely. But it's a good thing because they're then in the presence of God. So when you feel overwhelmed, remember these P's. First P, pray to God. You know, it doesn't have to be deep, theological, long-winded prayers. Second, picture God. The rock that is higher than I, a shelter, a strong tower, a tabernacle under the wings of God in protection. The third thing that we can do whenever we are overwhelmed, process what God has and will do. Process what God has and will do. If you notice in verse 5, it says, for thou, O God, hast heard my vows. When I prayed to you, when I promised you what I'm going to do, you've heard me. And notice that's past tense. Past tense. So he's remembering, when I prayed that, you heard me. Past tense. And it says, thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Again, in past tense, you've given me a heritage. Now, that could very well be his godly heritage through Jesse. It could very well be the people that surrounded him and on his throne that were godly and wanting to seek God. But he remembered, he processed in his brain that God has been good. You know, when you're overwhelmed, can you not reflect and process that fact? In the past, God has been good. And when you remembered the things that overwhelmed you, if you thought through all that, I'm sure that God was good, right? In the past. But what about what he will do? He says in verse 6, "Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations." So he's processing. God has been good in the past, and I am confident that he's going to be good in the future. He's going to bless me with even long life. I'm overwhelmed now, but I believe I'm going to be around for a while. Isn't that a good thing to think about? How God has been good. Y'all still there? I kind of lost you or something. I've not gone too long yet, so it can't be that. Do you see that point? That whenever we're overwhelmed, let's think about, God brought me through that time I was overwhelmed back there 20 years ago. God brought me through that when I was overwhelmed there 5 years ago. God brought me through that last week when I was over. I mean, we ought to have a recollection and process that and say, you know what? God is good. God is good. He brought me through that. He's going to bring me through that. So not only when we're overwhelmed should we pray to God. Second thing to do, picture God in all the different things in it, in the imagery of this psalm about how our God is taking good care of us. Thirdly, process what God has and will do. Process. You know what? One of the biggest lost arts in our society today is the time that we sit and think. I think my boys have kind of picked up on it too, because I've noticed them. I can't remember which one in particular, but one day I was noticing. I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm not sure they even mentioned it, but what they were doing, they were thinking. You know, we get so busy with all the things of life, we don't even think. Sometimes I just got to sit down and think. You know, I just got to think. And with that, you know, I'm praying in a sense, God, what you want, you know, God, what, and I'm thinking about what might the future might hold, thinking about what I need to be doing, thinking about, I mean, we don't do that anymore. I mean, if we're not moving at 100 miles an hour, there's something wrong with us. I mean, people look at me and think, well, what a ding-a-ling. I'm sure they think that, but sometimes I just have to think. Process. So when you're overwhelmed, just pause and process and think. God has been good. God will be good. He saw me through that. He'll see me through what I'm going through now. Number four, P is persist. Persist in God's mercy and truth. Persist. Keep going in God's mercy and truth. Look at verse 7. David writes, "He shall abide before God." Speaking of the king, right? Okay. And he was the king, right? So I'm going to abide before God forever. Isn't that good? You and I are going to abide with God forever. Just think about this. What if what we call eternal life only lasted for 1,000 years? You know, we'd have people already worried about that. You know, it's just 1,000 years. But time goes by so fast here. I'm glad I can just sit back and relax. Because eternity is an awful long time. Eternity never ends. It's not like I'm going to get up there and it's suddenly going to end. It's not like I'm going to get up there and have a big calendar on the wall and say, oh, 1 year down. I mean, we don't have to do that. It's forever. And notice he said, he shall abide, that's the king, before God forever. Now here it is. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. You know, I want you to persist. Whenever you're overwhelmed, persist in God's mercy and God's truth. Now that truth kind of ties in a little bit with what we talked about this morning, right? The last two Sundays, actually, about how the church is to be the anchor or a source of truth in our lives. And we want truth. But you know, the ultimate truth is found in God, right? And we can rely upon his mercy. Mercy is not getting what we deserve, right? And it says that will preserve me. You know, if you're overwhelmed, just think, you know what? God is merciful. You know, even if we're overwhelmed because of our own sinfulness, because that can happen, right? You know, I can do things in my life that endanger my life, ruin my health, whatever, even as a child of God. And it's like, well, it's my own fault. I'm struggling with this. But you know what you can do? You can look to God for mercy, because mercy is truly not getting what we deserve. So you can remember God's mercy. Boy, am I thankful for God's mercy. Let me tell you, if it wasn't for God's mercy, y'all would be looking for Pastor Steve someday. He'd be a pile of ashes somewhere in the church. Yeah, he must have sinned against God. But because we're not piles of ashes all over the place, because we're all sinners saved by grace, I'm thankful for God's mercy. And even if I'm in the midst of something that's overwhelming me, of my own fault or not of my own fault, I can trust God's mercy. And I can trust His truth. You know, there's nothing that God has ever done that's not truthful and right. You know that? And everything that He says in this book is absolutely 100% true. And I can depend upon that. And I can say, Lord, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know where in the world I'm going to turn. I don't know how in the world I'm going to get through this. But guess what? You are merciful and you are truth. And everything according to your word, it may be tough right now, but guess what? I've read the back of the book and we win, and I have a wonderful future to look forward to. Are you thankful for that? I am. I really am. Psalm 61, calming an overwhelmed heart. Now we've covered four of the P's. Can you say them with me? Pray, picture, process, persist, and the last one is praise. Praise, praise. Notice in this psalm, the last verse, when we're overwhelmed, what are we to do lastly? So will I sing, what is that word? Praise unto thy name forever. You know, we might as well get pretty used to singing praise and praising God in this life, because we're going to be doing it forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Now, I'm not sure exactly the form of that praise, how much time we'll be doing other stuff. I don't know. But I really believe that our primary function in heaven will be to praise and to worship God for all that He has done for us. And it won't be a drudgery like, oh, I've got to go to praise and worship service again. You know, it's like, I want to do that. We'll have that desire to do that. And when you feel overwhelmed, just start praising God. Just start praising God. You know, you might say, well, right now, this part of my life, I am completely, absolutely, 100% overwhelmed. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't fix it. Just start praising God. God, I praise you. Because I guarantee you that even if you're overwhelmed in one area, there's a thousand other areas that you can praise God for. And you know what? I'll tell you a little secret. Whenever you're overwhelmed, it's a teaching moment. It really is. And God is even going to turn that into something good, isn't He? So start praising the Lord. And it says, so will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows, the promises that I've made. I'm going to praise you, God, and I'm going to follow through with those promises. So praising the Lord. Praising the Lord. I really think, and I'm including myself in this, I really think that when we sing in church, I should be a little bit more enthusiastic. Should you be a little bit more enthusiastic? Now, I warned pretty good back there about jumping the seats and jumping. I said, you're going to hurt yourself or you're going to hurt other people when you keep jumping these seats. I'm kidding, everybody. I'm kidding, okay? People... I don't know. Sometimes we run into people and they surprise us. They say, you know what? We tune into your live stream some and we have no idea, because we have no idea who's tuning in and who's not. So I'm kidding about Sonny jumping the seats, okay? But I do think that when we sing to the Lord and sing His praise, we ought to be a little bit more enthusiastic. I mean, I think we ought to take turns, really. And I'm not being overly critical, because I'm including myself in this. Because you see me up there. You see how I respond. But you should see how you respond to sometimes. It's like, okay, we're so glad to see you in church today. Let's stand and sing. And you're like, and I know we're tired. I mean, I get all that. I'm not meaning to be overly critical. But I do think there should be an enthusiasm about praising God. And when you're overwhelmed, just start praising God for all the things that you're not overwhelmed with. And I figure you'll come to the eventual conclusion that I'm going to praise God even for being overwhelmed, because He's going to turn it into something good. So, calming an overwhelmed heart. You may be a lot like David this week. I don't know. Maybe it's the next week. Maybe right now you're a lot like David. I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed here. Well, remember the P's from Psalm 61. Pray to God. If you're overwhelmed, just God, I'm overwhelmed. I really need you, buddy. I need your help. I need your guidance. I need your direction. I need your strength. Secondly, picture God. Picture God. I mean, a lot of these pictures that David puts in this psalm are wonderful. The rock that is higher than I, a shelter, a strong tower, a tabernacle. Basically, I'm sheltered under your wings, God. Just picture those things and say, well, if that's the case, I think I'm all right. God's in control. He's got this. Third, process what God has done in the past and what he's going to do in the future. You know, life is tough. I'm not one of these health and wealth preachers that get up and say, well, if you have enough faith, you won't be sick. If you have enough faith, you'll be all, everybody will be rich. If you have enough, that's a bunch of bunk, let me tell you. We have a word in Greek that I remember quite distinctly to describe that. It's called baloney. We have a lot of trials and tribulations and things that overwhelm us. But guess what? God has been good in the past, and God is always good. He's good right now. He'll be good in the future. And this process that God's going to take care of this, he is. He will. When I'm in heaven, enjoying the glories of heaven, God will have solved every one of my problems. And God will have said to me, you know what? You don't have to be overwhelmed anymore. And I won't. Praise the Lord. Number four, persist in God's mercy and truth. Persist. Keep on going forth. And just trust God's truth and trust God's mercy. He's a good God. You know, this picture of God is this cosmic killjoy with a whip just waiting to smack us down because we felt that's not the right picture of God. God is a just God, and we will be recompensed. We will be chastened when we disobey God. Absolutely, there's always consequences, but it's always for our good, and God does not revel and take pleasure in hurting us. That's not the kind of God that he is. He's a merciful God, right? And he's a God of truth. And lastly, praise God. Praise God. You say, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed here. Maybe, you know the doxology, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. So maybe when you feel a bit overwhelmed, just sing something and praise the Lord. Even Amazing Grace, Victory in Jesus. Just brag on, praise him in song if you would. So this is one of those messages. If you're not feeling overwhelmed right now, put it in your pocket. Take it with you. And remember, pray, picture, process, persist, and praise, if you would. Take it home with you. But if you're here tonight or if you're listening in tonight and you're lost, you've never, ever trusted Jesus for salvation. You may feel a bit overwhelmed with your sin and your guilt in your life. You may be overwhelmed with a lot of things in life. Can I encourage you, the best thing you can do is to trust Jesus as your Savior? Absolutely. Nail it down and say, you know what? I'm going to trust Jesus. And what he'll do, he'll take your sin away. He'll take your guilt away. And he'll give you a wonderful joy in your heart and life. And he'll give you a wonderful future to look forward to. I'm thankful for that. So if you're listening in tonight and you've never trusted Jesus, just from your heart, mean it from your heart, call out to God and say, God, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I've done things against you. Forgive me of my sins. I mean it from my heart. I need Jesus and what he did for me on the cross as the Son of God. I confess Jesus as my Savior. Mean it from your heart. And guess what? God can deliver you from being overwhelmed with your sin and your guilt in life. If you would bow your head and close your eyes. Let me ask you tonight, are you feeling a bit overwhelmed about anything? Are you feeling a bit overwhelmed? Let me ask you, would you turn it all over to the Lord right now? Would you pray to the Lord? Would you picture God's goodness and all the things that he is for us? Would you process what God has done for you in the past and just persist in God's mercy and truth and praise God? Would you take just a moment and ask God to help you to do that? Now, you might not be able to remember all that, but would you say, Lord, help me just to turn it over to you. I'm overwhelmed right now, and I need you in a big way. Would you say that to the Lord right now? Secondly, you might say, Preacher, I'm really not feeling overwhelmed. Everything seems to be going pretty good right now. Would you ask God from a sincere heart and say, God, when I am overwhelmed, when those moments of being overwhelmed come my way, help me, Lord, to turn it over to you. Turn it over to you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for Psalm 61. What a wonderful psalm it is. And Lord, I pray that it'll be a help to your people that are gathered together tonight, those that may be listening in. Lord, if we are currently overwhelmed or something's going to overwhelm us maybe in the next few days, we just don't know. Life is very, very unpredictable. But Lord, help us, Lord, to learn the lesson of Psalm 61, Lord, that we can trust you, we can turn it over to you, and Lord, help us to do that very thing. Whenever we are feeling a bit overwhelmed, Lord, help us to turn it completely, 100% over to you. We pray this in Jesus' name.